אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Hi, my name is Bethelise Hawk and I'm the director and producer of the new documentary Breaking Bread and it's such an honor for me to be able to speak with you, Nitza. Thank you for having me so much. From originally Canada, I live in Los Angeles. I was an entertainment attorney originally, then a producer, and now have crossed over to the line to be a director.
Can you please tell us about Breaking Bread? What this documentary is all about?
Breaking Bread tells the story of the Asham Arabic Food Festival that took place in Haifa that was founded by Dr. Nofa Tamna Ismail, who was the first Palestinian Muslim Arab to win Israel's Master Chef. She took her celebrity, some of your viewers might be familiar with her, she took her celebrity try to bring, to then continue her message of bringing Jews and Arabs together through food. And that's what this festival was about. It was about bringing Jewish chefs and Arab chefs together, pairs together, collaborating on exotic dishes. The Arab restaurants in Haifa were paired with Jewish chefs. The Jewish restaurants in Haifa were paired with Arab chefs. For 3 days, people would come from all over the country and restaurant hop and taste these incredible dishes, dishes that, as she said, they were dishes that would be appealing to the Jewish audience, but she also wanted it to be appealing to the Arabic audience. So therefore, it wasn't just khubeza or things that the Arabs eat in their homes every day, but more things that were more exotic, things like manti, kishik, tashimi. There was, in my film, the three dishes that we feature that are tell part of the story because it's a narrative story and it's a feel-good story, but the three dishes that are featured are kishik, octopus makluba, and katayef, and how these three pairs of a Jewish chef and a Muslim chef made these dishes and how when they cook together in the kitchen, all the religious labels, all the political labels fall to the wayside and all we get to see, all that's left in the wake are human beings that are connecting. It's just a story about humanity, frankly.
It seems that it says politics on the plate because when it comes to food, it doesn't matter who you are. We all love eating good food. I think that living in Israel and you've got such variety of cuisines in Israel and bringing in the Arab cuisine with the Israeli cuisine, it's the same cuisine as far as I know. But what intrigues me is how you as a American, Canadian-born American director come to actually produce such a documentary.
Oh, thank you so much, Nitza. I mean, it's a crazy story. I was sitting in traffic in Los Angeles and I heard Dr. Nuff on the radio after she had won the show. And I was blown away by her and I just, as a director now, the only way to be a director is to become obsessed and impassioned by this story. And this story just, I couldn't stop thinking about it. I reached out to her right away over Facebook of all things. That's how we connected. And eventually she told me about this festival. And I said, we have to tell this story. It's a positive story. It's an authentic story. And it's coming out of Israel. And you know what? We do see positive stories coming out of Israel. So if it's real and if it's organic, I want to tell it. I want to spread the message. I want people to know that there are these beautiful things happening in that wonderful country. And so that's exactly what happened.
And was that your introduction to the unique cuisine of Israel? Because as a director, you really understand food.
Thank you. I observed and I listened and I listened to all the different chefs and I really, it was such an honor to meet some of these wonderful chefs and to learn about the things that I then shared in the documentary, things, references to things like Levantine cuisine. You know, that became sort of the tagline of my film, Hummus Has No Borders. Because as Dr. Nuff says, you can, it coexists with whatever topping you choose to put on it. And that's the metaphor for the film. And I loved learning about how the Levant was an area which included Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Israel, West Bank, etc. It had a food there, but it was the region that had the food. So you could find hummus in that region. And then when these borders were, you know, when countries were made in the 20th century, it didn't change. It didn't mean that you couldn't find hummus in the different countries. So you can't really put borders on the food. I had the honor to meet chefs like Dohol Safadi, who is really revered within the Arabic community. He is the chef of Restaurant Diana out of Nazareth. I think began bringing Arabic food out of the Mizrahi restaurant tradition, as they said, and sort of elevated it to a more gourmet experience. And I know a lot of the Palestinian Muslim chefs revere him. That was one thing. Then, of course, I had all these wonderful Jewish chefs, too. Tomer Abergel, he staged at French Laundry, which is a Michelin star restaurant in Napa Valley. By the way, the film won the Audience Award for Favorite Culinary Cinema at the Napa Valley Film Festival, where all the foodies go. So it was such an honor. And this film is really resonating with audiences from all over. It's not a Jewish story. It's not a Muslim story. It's not even just a foodie story. It's a feel-good story. With all the negativity in the world, I just hope that I can put a smile on somebody's face and give some hope.
We are talking to Beth Elise Hawke, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Beth, what I really liked about it is you don't just show plates of food, one plate after the other. You actually show the human side of food. You introduce the people, the chefs, the restaurant owners, and you give us a glimpse of their life and how they think. That is so beautiful. You got the Israelis talking to you and Israeli Arabs talking to you, and they talk among themselves and sharing recipes and sharing food and enjoying food and life together. That is so beautiful about your documentary, Breaking Bread.
Thank you so much, Nitza. Look, these people are such great characters. I think for any audience, certainly your Israeli audience will identify with these people. And then when you add the fact that they're chefs and they work in kitchens and they just have such personality, and that's a lot of the response I'm getting as well, is just it makes people want to go back and visit Israel. One of the quotes of one of the press people said, it's a love letter to the food of the Middle East. It's a love letter for me to the city of Haifa. I really fell in love with it. It was just so fun to be able to tell these stories. The story that talks about the dish that's kishik brings the story of Shlomi, who's the chef at Mayan Habira restaurant in Haifa, which is this restaurant that's been going for three generations, handed down from Shlomi's grandfather, who came after World War II, after the Holocaust, came to Israel, had a butcher shop, and then converted it into a restaurant. And it's a family-run restaurant, and the father sits outside, runs the front of the house. Shlomi runs the kitchen, and the sisters run the tables. And all Shlomi talks about is his connection to his grandfather, and when he touches the smoked meat, he sees his grandfather touch the smoked meat. So it was all about his grandfather. And then he gets paired to make this kishik with Chef Ali Khatib, who comes from the village of Rajar in the north that's divided, half in Lebanon, half in Syria, whose grandmother, all he wants to do is bring his grandmother's Syrian cuisine to the Israeli culinaria. For him, that's his dream. He feels that his grandmother and her mother had these dishes that are unique to the village of Rajar that he now wanted to share with Israeli society. And so he pairs up with Shlomi. And for me, the fact that they were mirror images, one was influenced by the grandfather, one influenced by the grandmother, but they're united through this food and through this relationship in the kitchen. It's really beautiful. And as I said, suddenly you can't tell who's Jewish, who's Muslim. All you see are two people connecting in the kitchen over food that we all want to eat.
Beth Elise Hawke, we wish you good luck with Breaking Bread, your documentary, at the Jewish International Film Festival. Thank you so much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.